106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Place where you're supposed to have the toilet paper. You got this little shelf with three seashells on it.
He doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
Italian girl. What do you say we go back to my place? I'll show you my cannelloni.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up!
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Shut up! I got nowhere else to go!
Fuck you.
Mom!
Fuck both of you two.
Take a big step back and literally
fuck your own face!
Hey! Welcome to this week's edition of Comic Cancuzzi, weekly podcast for all your nerdy needs, girky garbage, and
kitschy
comedy. I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Alija.
Raja Ali.
Sorry, we were doing the backwards thing.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out how to say names backwards.
I'm gonna
introduce Cole. So this is Cole Forward. Wait, sorry.
Well, I'm Cole Wise.
This is Cole Forward.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's Cole backwards. Yeah, whatever. You get. There we go.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so we got Taylor Billings, Elijah Kirby, and Cole Wise sitting in here.
Wise.
So me and Taylor played a bunch of old-ass video games and drank a shit ton of beer last night.
Yes, we made
a mountain of beer cans on this table.
Yes, we did.
Fortunately, we actually didn't get so drunk that we forgot to clean up.
No, I took care of it.
Yeah, a mountain of beer cans, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know, between you, Robbie wasn't drinking, was he?
No.
You and me, we fucking had to have drank, I don't know, fucking how much?
10 beers.
It had to have been more than that.
I don't know. You can go count in the trash.
Yeah.
So
I think I will.
You're welcome, because I stood in line. Actually, a buddy of mine stood in line for me to get my hands on the SNES Classic Edition, starring a bunch of sweet video games that are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We played the shit out of them last night.
Actually, yeah. What was the first game we played that wasn't on that NES thing?
We played Mother Russia Bleeds.
If you guys never played Mother Russia Bleeds and you want to just be down for some mindless violence for a few hours, you totally got to play that.
Yes, you do.
Man, we were shooting people's heads off and punching their heads into paste and shit. It was fucking crazy.
That's great.
It was actually really fun.
We'll get this audio right sometime. I'm over here trying to adjust my volume.
I know, like mine too.
I'm adjusting your volume because the thing got flipped around. I'm sorry.
All right, that's fine.
So anyway, games were played. Great times.
Games were played. Good times. I went over to Allison's place.
Somebody had a baby.
She's like, you gotta see the baby. Went over, saw the baby. Baby's pretty cute. Pretty goddamn cute for a fucking baby. fucking babies.
Yeah, no, that was a good time. I brought over some spinach artichoke dip that Taylor taught me how to make.
Oh, it was gross.
Was it gross?
Yeah, it was sick.
Did you eat three of them?
No, I didn't have any of it.
Nobody ate any of it. So if somebody would write in a food review.
There were people eating it. I just didn't eat any of it because I was not hungry.
Then how do you know it was good and you served it to people, Cole?
I don't care if they was good or not. I wasn't eating it. Elijah brought over beef stroganoff and shit.
Yeah, beef stroganoff. I made that. It was a bit of all right.
Yeah, so I don't know. We did that thing yesterday. I worked on my backyard a few times this week, and I finished up my thingamabobber, my cord thingy, my cord organizer that I was making in my garage.
Cord organizer.
I don't know what to call it.
I made
something that I could screw onto the wall and then put all my chargers through it. Like it was a piece of pegboard, And I don't know. I painted it up, sanded it up, drilled in way bigger holes. Now my phone charger goes through it, my skateboard charger, my remote charger goes through it. And I don't know, the little speaker thing that I have. So all of my fucking extension cords that I spend 45 minutes looking for when I go out of town and shit, they're all in one spot. And mm-hmm. then there's a hole in the bottom of it so that they can all be plugged right into the wall. And then if I need to charge something, I just pull out the fucking cord. It's right there.
Cool.
So, I don't know.
You should come over and...
And I cleaned out my garage.
Cool. So we had a fucking...
I cleaned out the studio, kind of.
Yeah, you actually did. It looks way better in here today.
A little bit. Got a shelf for things and a garbage can. A big garbage can for all of our garbage and various garbage needs.
Can we start using those other speakers or those other microphones at some point?
If you want to.
I might want to start trying to use those next week.
Here, we use this one.
Yeah. Because this one always falls off the table. I pushed it off the table last night.
He needs a different stand.
Yeah.
I like that stand.
This mic
stand old school.
Sucks
balls. It's like he's a drummer. A bass drum.
Just invest in one of these, Cole.
Wow.
It'll be cool.
I don't like yours. Yours, every time I use that one, it falls off the table.
Well, you can't be shaking it around. You can't be grabbing it.
But I like to.
Don't grab it, though. Okay. All right, moving on.
All right.
The Comic-Con Koozie News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture, I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
Hey, I got a question real quick before we jump into the news. Was this the fifth week in a row we used that that intro at the
four.
Beginning?
This was
only four?
Yep.
Okay, so we got to do a new one for next week?
That's right.
Cool. All right.
All right, so there was an Elmer Fudd versus Batman or Batman what? Versus Elmer Fudd comic book.
That's got to be awesome.
Right? It's pretty fucked up. Elmer Fudd is a lisping shotgun for hire, and he's going around trying to find who killed his woman, basically. So he winds up in Gotham, and the assailant that he comes across is a bucktooth, carrot-munching fucker, who obviously goes by Bugs. So he winds up in this bar, and he talks to this Bugs guy, and... he misleads him and obviously gets him to go after this guy, Bruce Wayne. So Elmer Fudd, this older fucker with a shotgun, ends up hunting down Bruce Wayne.
Is this for real?
Yeah, it's a comic book. It's just one of those like one-off type comics. And then you have your other Merry Melody characters kind of in that bar. If you can catch it a little bit, there's Yosemite Sam. He's a biker. Porky Pig is the bartender. And then Marvin the Martian is apparently some crackhead, like, in the back with a wool hat.
Marvin the Martian is a crackhead?
Right.
Oh. Definitely. But now, this is like, do they look like real people?
Yeah.
But they have, like, the features of the...
A little bit. I really
hope that Porky Pig is definitely... He has no pants on.
He's behind a bar, so.
So he might not have pants.
Have you guys ever heard the term porky pig in it?
No.
It's just when you walk around with a shirt, no pants on, or underwear.
I thought that was Daffy Duck in it.
That would be Donald Duck in it.
Donald Duck, that's what I meant.
It could work either way. You said that, and I'm like, and I was starting to think of it, and I was like,
Daffy Duck.
All he wears
naked.
Is a little thing around his neck.
Right, yeah. Oh, I've done that before.
Do you think maybe they called it porky pigging it because of my size?
what you were doing?
I don't know.
No, it's because the pink color of your head.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yep. All right. All right. Gross. Keep going.
All right. So Neil Adams loved this comic so much. He did a little radio style, what would you call it? Like
a play?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah, here's a little quick audio clip, if this will play.
I grew up in the dirt of the country.
The country?
Let me pause this for a sec. This is Neil Adams also doing, like, Elmer Fudd and all the characters, so it's pretty short.
Wowed.
Whoop, Hold on.
Jesus.
It's weird how you go backwards on this. All right, here we go.
I grew up in the dirt of the country. You ate what you hunted. In duck season, you ate duck. In wabbit season, you ate wabbit. If you didn't find your prey, you starved. So you weren't to find your prey.
You know, for
Bruce Wayne.
Excuse me?
This is for my widow Cloud. I weft the dirt when there was nothing else to kill.
I need for this. A comic book artist, he is really good as a voice actor.
Right.
Like I was like that he actually sounds a lot like the guy like Elmer Fudd from the yeah, old school Looney
he
Tunes.
Does. Yeah. He had his wife I think the ex that was killed in that, and I think he did all the other voices. He did Batman, which wasn't very good, but he did the best, like Elmer Fudd, throughout the whole thing. It's
that
hilarious.
Is awesome. Where do you get your hands on this thing? I gotta have
just
it.
Just check it out. Well, check out the radio play on YouTube.
Okay.
Neil Adams does probably Batman versus Elmer Fudd.
That's so fucking cool.
So, do you know why ABC didn't cancel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this year?
Like
after the fourth season?
I don't. I know they kind of wanted to, though.
They really wanted to cancel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. even though right. last season had like a resurgence in people watching it.
Okay.
But, and they were going to do it. Disney, actually, since they own ABC, stepped in and they said, no, you're renewing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We want it on the air.
Really?
Yeah, so they basically got fucking... The dad came home and said, no, you're going to do this shit my way. So that's actually really funny. The thought is, though, that they were going to replace it with the Inhumans TV show. And since the Inhumans TV show is doing so god-awful... Disney wanted at least one Marvel show on their biggest channel, because they have Marvel shows on all their little channels, but they want one to be on ABC. So that's kind of the thought there is that since the Inhumans is not going to get a second
season. I'm guessing
season.
Next year it's going to look a lot different for ABC.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no more that shit.
Well, are we excited for the bandwagon?
The bandwagon.
So all these companies that have seen the success of this thing.
Oh, that's Super Nintendo.
Yes, the Mini Super Nintendo and the NES Classic are coming out with their own versions of it. I saw one for the Atari a few weeks back. And now the Commodore 64 is planning to arrive in early 2018.
They have already done mini versions of the Atari, but they're garbage. And same with the Sega. You were telling me about the one with the Sega.
Right.
But I guess that's pretty much just garbage.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the sound doesn't come out of the TV. It comes out of the actual system over there.
What?
And the controllers...
Oh, they're wireless, right?
They're wireless, and you got to point them at the TV for some... Or, no, you have to point them at the box. So if your box is sitting over there, like you have it, and your TV's over there, you have to actually point your controller at the box, and the range on them is really short.
I'll be honest, I've never played a Commodore 64.
They were around when me and Elijah were growing up. I don't really remember much of them. I just remember they weren't totally great, but they were better than nothing.
True.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You got another news story or...
Nothing else good. Marilyn Manson was injured the other night.
How did that happen? You're laughing, so I really hope this is a funny story.
He was at a concert, he was playing a show, and then behind him there was a stage of like these two pistols kind of pointing toward each other at an angle. And then as he's doing one of his songs, he started to climb it. Like it fell backwards. He went, and then it came down on him, and it landed on him. He had to go to the hospital. It was fucking dumb.
You're a 50-year-old rock star. Stop climbing up on shit.
Yeah, what a fucking idiot.
How dare you?
It's fucking funny, though.
I'd
have the audio or the to play, but like all you hear is just whatever dumb song they're playing at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful people.
No, it was actually the other one. It was
Sweet Dreams. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, okay. Right.
What?
Not even his song.
Okay, I got some bad news and good news. It's all cool. About Wizard. Wizard World has relaunched. This isn't news we missed from last month.
Okay,
they have relaunched Wizard Magazine, but it's not in magazine form. It's on the internet. So I remember how you used to really like the Wizard Magazine.
Loved it.
So now you can maybe start getting stories on the internet from Wizard Magazine.
Cool.
The shitty thing is that there are so far no plans for Minneapolis WizardCon next year. There's 17 events announced so far, but Minneapolis isn't one, so we might not go next year. We might have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, it's fine. Maybe we're going somewhere else. That's
I would have. I was telling you guys earlier this year, I'd rather go to the Chicago one.
I know. Yeah, I know that. But I also like going to Minneapolis just, you know.
Because it's close and all
it's
that.
Close. Go see some friends. Hang out.
But that's something we didn't even do this past year, was go see some friends.
I saw you guys.
Yeah, you rode with me.
Queen Estate denied Star Wars filming request.
Wait, what now?
The Queen's Estate in England. Okay. They have some sort of park there, some bullshit, and Star Wars wanted to film at this particular location. And they didn't say for which movie it was, whether it was Rogue One or episode, what are we on? Eight?
Eight, yeah.
Episode eight. You're right. They didn't reveal it, but apparently they said no. But everybody else gets to fucking film there, like Harry Potter, Pirates of the Caribbean, Robin Hood, and Winnie the Pooh.
Good. Both times somebody stands up to fucking Steven Spielberg or whoever.
Star Wars? Yeah. But no, actually, I guess it had to do with just the aura around Star Wars, and they didn't want to attract a bunch of attention. I don't know. They just said no. They really didn't give a definitive reason as to why, but, you know, whatever.
That's crazy.
Fucking assholes. Fuck the Queen.
Fuck the Queen. She's on my celebrities on my dead this
is
year.
Is she even a celebrity?
Yeah. She's famous. If she died, it'd be like everyone would know about it.
Would they be sad?
I wouldn't be. She was on my predictions for not going to make it till the end of the year. Danny Elfman, who will be doing the Justice League soundtrack, will be using John Williams' theme from the original Superman movie. That da-da-da, da-da-da. Oh, you're playing it? You got it? You queued it up? Did you read my fucking mind?
I think you did.
How did you do that?
Because it was my next.
That was your next story? He will also be reusing some of the music that he, Danny Elfman, that he wrote for the 1989 Batman movie. Yeah!
So, nice.
So, yeah, then you'll get this here. And what was... That's excellent. Oh, I can't think of it. I can't do a song while there's another song playing in my ears. Wow, that was crazy. I really thought you were reading my mind. I was kind of mad. I was like, get the fuck out of there.
Oh, Taylor,
Elijah.
You want to play the other song and then we'll do these at the same time?
Yeah.
That's going to sound really awesome.
No, don't do that.
There you go.
You'll destroy my brain.
All right.
Okay, they're both classics, but you gotta admit the Batman one is way better.
Oh, Batman one's way better. Turn the Batman one down a little bit. Oh, here we go.
I don't know. Honestly,
did you guys playing? Turn into DJs and shit? Because you really sync that shit right up.
Wee! I'm really good at rubbing a clitoris, so I'm a great DJ.
Oh, yeah? I haven't heard anything about that.
You haven't heard...
Ew, who's doing that? Who's rubbing that clit?
Ew.
I got my last bit of news right here. people who play Injustice 2, maybe don't play it until you find out that it's safe to play again. Because last Monday night, a bunch of people got a hold of NetherRealm and PlayStation and Xbox. And all these gamers uploaded a new update and it fucked up all their shit. So you know how this Injustice thing, you earn like... new armor as you go.
Sure.
And you're getting like new skins for your characters so that they can like have different colored costumes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Once they uploaded that that update, it took all that away. So people who had been at like level 20 have to start back over.
From them, or did it just fuck up their shit?
It fucked it up so that they don't.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
So they don't have it anymore. Basically, and some of that stuff they did pay for with money. And so now they don't have it anymore.
What I don't understand is why do people do shit like computer viruses?
They,
what the fuck is the point
of
it?
I don't think it was an actual computer virus. I think it was just a glitch in the update that they were updating that they were... PlayStation and Xbox and NetherRealm.
Inadvertent. It didn't happen.
They put out this update that you're required to get to continue playing, and it totally screwed everything up. I think the technical term was fuck thesaurus shitadactyl or something. But that's basically what happened. Oh, come on. I combined swear words with dinosaurs, and you guys don't even give me no fucking chuckles?
Fuckadactyl?
Shitadactyl. Fucktosaurus.
I missed it the first time. Sorry. Still made me laugh. Hey, what about casting news? Who wants to give me some sexiness? Oh, we're doing...
I got it. Okay. I'm like, call us, do it together at the same time.
You do it.
Hello, listeners. This... is the casting call with Elijah Kirby.
Wait, I got an idea.
All right. Keep going.
Okay. So what's your first...
There you go, listeners. This is the casting call with Elijah Kirby. Satan, dude.
Don't do that anymore. Bullshit. It's scary. All right. What do you got for casting? Because I got one of them, and I'm sure you got it, too.
All right. Why don't you go... you want to do the first one?
I think I'm going to steal it from you.
That's fine.
Okay. Tom Welling from Smallville, the guy who played... Clark Kent in Smallville?
Nope, didn't have that.
You didn't? He's going to be like a recurring character in the Lucifer TV show, which is starting up, I think this week again, restarting this
week. Have you watched this?
What, Lucifer?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
How many seasons?
Just starting on the third one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. The first two are on Hulu. It's really good. It's comic book-based TV show, and it starts out kind of like every other cop detective show, and it still is kind of like every other detective show, only you have all this shit like Lucifer is helping track down criminals because he left hell, but he still wants to punish them, punish bad people.
So he's a good guy.
He's good, but he also does bad shit from time to time, but he's totally honest about it. He can't lie, really. His brother, who is an angel, comes down and tries dragging him back to hell. And, yeah, I mean, there's just all kinds of weird family drama and fucked up shit in there. That dude from Psych, who played Detective Lassiter, was in an episode last year, and it was just awesome. It was a real weird twist to it. I don't know. I enjoy it quite a bit. It was one of the funnier shows that I've been watching lately.
for myself, I don't really... read anything too exciting for casting this year, this week. Michelle Williams, we all know who she is, obviously.
Michelle Williams?
She's going to join Tom Hardy in the new Venom movie.
Do you know how I know Michelle Williams? What I know her from?
No.
That piece of stuff that you just said right a second ago. I have no idea who she is otherwise.
All right, there you go.
I'm going to look at her face.
They
I'm gonna tell you
are
exactly.
making a Underworld TV series in development. Ooh. Probably coming out next year. I'm not sure if that's going to be good news or bad news.
Bad news.
Bad news.
I'm giving
probably.
My guess right now. Bad news.
Here's a good name. Lindsay Gort. apparently known from the Carrie Diarrheas. She's joining the Titans. What? She's going to be Dick Grayson's new partner as a police detective, Amy Rohrbach. Is that a character from the comics? Do you know?
I believe
she's going to work right with...
I believe she was in the Nightwing series when he was operating out of Bloodhaven for a little while, and then she fucked Nightwing, and you can't do that in the comics because then they'll just fucking write you out of the comics.
Hmm.
So.
Good one.
Did anybody watch Star Trek Discovery yet?
No.
No, because nobody's going to buy that fucking online channel.
I mean, I might sign up for a week of it after all of it airs and then maybe try to watch it within the week that I get for free.
Yeah, I think the only person I know who has watched that is Matt, who we saw yesterday, Allison's husband.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. How did he?
and he's watching it because he's got all access, but I don't think that's a CBS thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, CBS All Access.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Then
he pay does for got that. It. She is then. Mia Kirshner is going to be playing Spock's mother, which is Amanda Grayson, the human wife of, I don't know, is it Sarek? Sarek?
Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor, the mother of Spock. Speaking of Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
Terminator 6.
Fuck that.
Direct sequel to Terminator 2. They're going to ignore
three
pretty much every other sequel.
Fuck well, these guys. I'm really happy they've wasted all of our time for fucking years and years now.
God so damn it. We know James Cameron's going to be in on this. They're bringing old Arnold back for some reason.
God damn it.
Tim Miller, who directed, help me out here.
I don't know.
300.
no, that's way off. I know that one.
No, he did, God damn it, I can't even think of it now.
I'm already sadly crying right now. You're like, Arnold's gonna be in Terminator 3 and James Cameron and fucking that chick, Sarah Connor.
Deadpool.
Deadpool, yeah.
There you go. So,
he did good in that.
Yeah, that was
good. Director. Put him directing a Terminator movie. Have James Cameron back in it. We got Linda Hamilton back.
Now, is that the musical?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I don't know how I feel about this, honestly. A direct sequel to this, to the Terminator 2. It's like, it's
well,
Logan.
It's not a direct sequel.
It's but... Logan all over again, all right? Because here, I go to Logan.
Yeah.
Okay? I really thoroughly enjoyed that movie, but it was so hard to get your head around all the shit that happened in the other places.
All the other Wolverine movies never happened.
It's like God,
of course they did, because I fucking seen them.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough, but I mean, I'm sure it'll be good. And as long as it gets an R rating, because the last one I think was PG-13. I never watched it. Genesis?
I haven't seen it neither.
It's up I on saw Hulu. It.
That was a 13 rating.
Parts
though, right?
of it were kind of awesome. Because they had direct scenes that came from the first Terminator, and they filmed it like almost shot for shot at a different angle, which was really cool. The rest of the movie really blew ass, though.
My question is, did they bother? Well, they must have bothered, because there was a scene, I think, in the Terminator 2 when Arnold's walking around naked, and she looks, and she's like... Oh, looking at his dick, right?
Right. That's a big robot dick.
Why did they include the dick?
Why didn't they?
Why did they?
They didn't. What are you talking
about?
No,
why did the T-1000s include the dick is my question.
Well, here's the thing. Like, it's actually a body, all flesh and living. It's living tissue. Everything grows.
Right.
Yeah, like, the only thing that's skeleton is the...
I just think you'd be more...
The bone thing. So everything will live and grow.
Right, but I just think
you'd be... So it will have a dick that will, like, shrivel up and the balls will, like, hang.
So
and, like,
if he
the
got
pubes
cold,
will
so,
turn gray.
If he got... If it
now,
got
I'm
cold.
With Taylor. I don't get it.
He'd be more aerodynamic, you'd think.
I also don't get why a robot would require nipples.
Well, okay, I could understand that.
To look and blend with human
okay,
life.
Okay, then I get
so
that.
If it
then
it is going to walk around naked.
So do you think like the...
Because you can only send it back with... wait, you know what? That doesn't make any goddamn sense now that I think about it. Because like you can't send anything back in time that is not organic. So that's why they're going back naked. They can't wear any clothes or anything.
Right.
Yet the fucking thing is a robot.
Inside. But
yeah, and also... and
how the hell can that...
And Kyle Reese came back. He's organic.
No. Like, they were saying, only organic. So they couldn't come back with clothes or anything. Which doesn't make any sense because... Because
the inside of them is metal and shit.
Right.
Yeah, it's all fucked up.
What the hell?
Maybe the skin, like, shields that. Maybe that's why they had to send... The robot back, the skin bag through, so it would recognize that, not the metal. You know what I mean?
You think there's little wires connected to, like, a metallic nard inside? Oh, that's it. Oh, we got to move on.
We've never finished that song before. But now my question is, can he get an erection, Cole?
No. He's unfilling.
I would hope
unfilling?
So.
Unfilling?
He's an unfilling robot who doesn't care about shit, including boners and women.
That's your. What do we call that segment? I mean, it was kind of casting news into a rant.
Right. Okay.
A Terminator
Moving
rant.
On.
basically my sports news. He only likes some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only likes soccer when they yell and go. It's sports with Cole. Don't shit your shorts. It's just Cole on sports. Golf is not a sport.
Biatch.
All right, so I don't got any sports news. I got a sports observation this week. Hey, you're just dropping
shit
all over.
Go ahead.
Got a sports observation this week. Okay. So my buddy Kyle was really happy last week, and he was saying he was happy because he had good D. And I was like, that's pretty gay. And apparently he wasn't talking about any deep dicking that he got. He was talking about his defense.
His defense.
Guys, think about what you're going to say when you're talking about your fantasy football shit, because sound pretty fucking stupid sometimes.
Yeah.
When you're telling people you had good D over the weekend.
I want that good D.
And ladies, if you had good D last weekend, give me a call and I can give you better. And if you had bad D, also, same thing applies. So, Taylor, you said you have some sports news?
I'm always a fan of mixed martial arts and when they cross over with WWE and such. I hope this is the video. Okay, here you go, Elijah. Here you go, Cole. This is I'm guessing some sort of British MMA event that happened over the weekend. And we'll just watch this thing unfold here.
Like now.
Oh, nice. Picks him up, puts him down.
Jones really grimacing there.
Really grimaced when he landed there and giving up the neck. No, just controlling at the moment.
Maybe I'll cut this down a little bit.
He was going for a Japanese necktie briefly. Jones is really not looking happy in there, Steve.
No, he really looks uncomfortable.
Oh, Boston Crab!
No!
Boston Crab!
Oh, my God! Oh, he's got it!
Holy shit.
And the Walls of Jericho finishes it!
He put him in the Walls of Jericho.
He put him in the Walls of Jericho.
Oh, that's awesome.
A fucking WWE submission hold. Pretty impressive.
That's nuts.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's happened in the past where, I mean, a similar move happens. The Coquina Clutch.
I've seen the Camel Clutch has been done.
Right.
In an MMA fight. But he didn't finish the guy with it because the ref, for some unknown reason, stopped the fight but didn't end the fight and made them start over.
Now, could you put Elijah into a Walls of Jericho for us?
Well, he'd have... I don't want to.
Okay.
Why not?
Because he'll chip a tooth and he'll complain about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. There have been times when just like out of a freak accident, a dude or just weird serendipity, a MMA fighter will get a completely ludicrous submission
that's
used in pro wrestling.
If someone put me into the Walls of Jericho, I'd be pretty happy. I'd be like, you know, props to you.
Yeah.
Props to you.
Well, that guy, the guy who lost, his coach has got to be pissed.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Oh, it's just Ken Peele. What he's like? What's that good D? You got that good D.
Yeah. Who got that good D? I got that good D.
Jesus.
Who got that good D? I got that good D.
Sounds exactly like Kyle did.
Wait, is this guy's gonna fight me?
Yep.
Same guy, huh?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to put him into the Walls of Jericho.
No, that was nuts. That was crazy.
That's awesome. Okay, I think that's sports news for the weekend.
Cool.
Yeah, that was
for the weekend update, sporty.
And now we get to skip wrestling because we just kind of combined them.
Yeah, fuck that. All right, here you go, Cole.
Just mark that.
Here's your celebrity death music for the week, Cole.
Oh, man, I'm pretty happy this week. I'm sad for one of them, and I'm happy for the other.
I was excited to break this news to you, Cole, over the phone.
No, oh, yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, but anyway, go on.
Let's do the not major one first.
Okay, we got Ann Jeffries. She was an actress, singer. She starred on General Hospital, classic sitcom Topper. You guys all know that.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of either.
She died at the age of 94.
Nice.
She starred in two popular Dick Tracy movies in the late 40s as the detective's girlfriend, Tess Trueheart.
I did read about that one. I was like, I don't know. That's the second Test True Heart to Die this year.
Yeah, right. God damn it.
Yeah, because that other one died earlier.
Do not play Test True Heart.
Well, lady died at 94. I mean, that's true. So she had her time in the sun. Monty Hall, the host of Let's Make a Deal.
Right.
He passed away. Heart problems.
How old was he?
Failure. 94,
fuck that
92.
Shit. He's fucking old as fucking dirt.
Yeah, well, he died of heart failure. So I actually like that show a lot. Let's Make a Deal.
He did Let's Make a Deal. He was 96, actually.
96? Holy shit. I was off.
He married his wife in 1947. She died earlier this year. So, not a good sign for my boy, Stanley.
Jesus
Christ. What a word here.
My predictions are kind of spot on this
right?
year. So, at the beginning of the year, I made a list of celebrities who will probably die by the end of this year.
No. You said celebrities that I wish were dead.
But I also, they're also kind of, yeah, I do wish they were dead, but.
And we are playing the song Boobs by the Bellamy Brothers. That's the song. So, go.
Why are we playing this?
Because
we have some breaking news for you tonight. Playboy founder Hugh Hefner has died at the age of 91. Hefner changed America when he introduced.
Well,
Playboy
I guess that guy
back
broke
in 1953. Stephanie Ingram has more on.
It's really hard to understand what was going on there for a second because the booby song
was also playing
with the clip. All right, so if you didn't catch it, Hugh Hefner passed away this week.
Sweet.
And I was happy.
Sweet.
And Taylor called me and let me know. He found out before me.
A lot of people were, I guess, upset about this. I mean, the guy's fucking old as dirt. He's a bit of a pervert.
91.
He walks around in a bathrobe like an asshole.
What did he really contribute to the world? I mean,
boobs. That's boobs.
Okay, there we go.
Our masturbation. Yeah. Well, if you're above the age 30, you have masturbated to one of his magazines.
But if you're below the age of 30, probably not.
Probably not.
I can't say that. I need more than just boobs.
Oh, you need a lips.
You need a
and
wiener
asshole?
Too.
I need a big wiener.
You need boobs and a wiener.
Balls. No, I remember when I was a kid. I kind of knew what Playboy was. I kind of did. Like, I'm talking maybe like 6, 7 area. I kind of knew what it was. And I remember I was a good Christian boy back then. I just want to make that clear. Let me start the story over. I'll start the story over. Okay.
Yeah, this story is going places.
I'm also curious. So, like, do those hillbilly Utah folk consider themselves Christians?
Yes. So anyway, I was at my grandparents' house, and I had dropped something down the couch cushion. Okay, so I lifted the couch cushion up, and my grandpa's stash of Playboys were there.
Ooh. Right?
So I was like,
"I'm listening."
Oh my god, I think these are Naked Lady magazines, and I was like, "But maybe they're not. I don't know." So I put it down real quick, put the cushion down real quick, and then this is when my parents were like, "All right, we got to go to the store real quick. Do you want to stay here, Taylor, watch Cartoon Network, or do you want to come with us?" And I was like, "This is my chance." It was literally like the angel and the devil. It's like, you go with them, Taylor, you're not going to look at the titties.
Right.
But if you stay, you're going to look at the titties.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was a good Christian boy.
Oh,
I went with.
Loser.
Oh, I went with. There was another time, though.
He still hasn't seen boobs since.
There was this other time, though. I did.
Hey, yeah!
Anyway. That's my being a good Christian story. I think we should share a good Christian story every week.
Okay, we'll do that.
If that's a new segment, I'm dropping out of the show.
You know, he originally wanted to call his magazine Steak Party.
Steak Party, huh?
I actually did know that he wanted. He wanted
a steak as its image, but ran into copyright problems. So Playboy was chosen, and as the magazine's first artist, art director and first employee, Art Paul said, we'd been talking about animals and we thought of the rabbit, the Playboy of the animal world. So they went with that. Now, Hugh Hefner died. In 92, he bought a crypt.
In 92?
In 92, a crypt or whatever grave site next to Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. for $75,000.
What an asshole.
What a dickface.
Wasn't it?
So
he featured her in his magazine. Like,
I'm not sure where
once,
she's buried, but like he's going
to
be buried next right to next to her.
I guess.
All right. That's for Hugh.
That's for you, Hugh.
Too bad that gas didn't come out the other end.
All right. So who watched some TV this week?
I did.
Mario, I guess.
How come the question I have is how come we're playing video game music over?
We have overplayed the TV themes like a motherfucker.
Okay.
And I know you guys were playing a lot of video games.
Yeah, we were.
So.
All right. So I'm going to talk about some shit that we don't talk about on the podcast because it doesn't normally seem to fit in.
Okay.
It doesn't fit in with the rest of the podcast, but okay. I'm bringing them up because, I don't know, they premiered this week. We'll talk about them one time right now,
all right,
and maybe one time
let's
when
get through it.
When the finale comes and then never mention it again throughout the rest of the season.
Hmm.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is back. Never really talk about this show. It's funny enough to stand on its own without a laugh track, so that's a good thing. It's got a good enough story to keep you coming back when one season ends and another begins. And if you want to see some funny shit, go ahead and watch that one. Modern Family's back. Same thing. No laugh track. That's always a good thing. Funny enough to stand without one. What's that fucking show that I don't like anymore? Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
That's a show that needs a laugh track because it's not really actually funny.
How dare you?
They don't have a laugh track?
No,
they do have a laugh
Big
track.
Big Bang Theory has a laugh track because the jokes aren't actually good. Some asshole saying Bazinga isn't really fucking funny. If Taylor came and said Bazinga every time he tricked you, wouldn't that get annoying?
I'm going to start doing that, I guess.
I guess so. The Gifted, the X-Men spinoff show, starts tomorrow.
Monday. Okay, I'll check that out.
Or today if you're listening tomorrow.
Right.
If you're listening tomorrow, it starts today.
Tonight, check it out.
Yeah.
Gifted.
Yeah.
On Fox.
Gifted.
7 p.m.
The Good Doctor is a new show that just premiered last Monday. It's about an autistic surgeon. Yeah, it's written by the people who did House.
Okay.
Or created by those people or whatever. It's decent, but it needs a lot of work. He keeps having these flashbacks that are supposed to be sad, but his life was so sad that it's actually kind of funny, and I started fucking laughing.
Right.
Like, I don't know, just...
How dare you?
Dead bunnies and dead brothers and, I don't know, abusive parents. And after a while, you're like, wow, they're really laying it on thick. This shit is fucking hilarious.
Right, and he just whips through the surgery.
Yeah.
I only got 10 minutes to Wapner.
Wapner. Wapner. I think I'll keep watching it. But if it doesn't get much better, then I have to stop.
Isn't this basically Doogie Howser all over again?
Doogie Howser?
No, Doogie Howser was a child. He was like a fucking prodigy.
And this guy's artistic?
Autistic.
Okay.
I thought you said Doogie Howser.
Doogie. It sounds like what you talk about with poop. Gotham is back on. I think we talked about it last week a little bit.
A little bit? Yeah, we talked the first episode.
I don't know. It's still...
What?
Nice. I heard it's got some pretty terrible ratings, actually.
What's that?
I heard it's the reviews are in, and it's not very good. From what I've seen on the reviews.
It's good and it's bad. I don't know. It's a really weird show. It's got really high peaks and really low valleys.
Yeah,
so.
it's corny as shit. I watch when I can catch it. I'm not religious about it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one... If they cancel it, I don't think I'd be too upset.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Gordon makes this big speech to the GCPD about how they're cops and they got to do their job and all this shit. And one of the cops is like, his response is, putting on this badge gets us spit on and shot at. It's like, yeah, you're fucking cops. Like, that's, you know.
That's your job.
That's part of the bargain, you know. So I don't know. It just seemed like a way to throw in their 2 cents on the NFL protests and shit. And it's like it didn't fit in with the rest of the episode.
Ham-fisting it in there.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like they got to fucking force it in. That's what she said. So.
All right. So Inhumans.
You watched that.
Premiered. Last week. It was a two episode premiere.
Does it deserve a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes?
A zero? No, I wouldn't give it a zero.
How about a 0.5?
I would give it more than that. I didn't think it was as shit as I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought it was going to be like utter dog shit. It wasn't too bad, but it wasn't good. Some people were comparing it to the original Hercules or Xena, mainly because those shows were cheap and they were produced quickly.
Now
had to move on because, you know, it had such a little expense.
Does this have James Marsters in it?
No. What are you talking about?
It's that guy, the guy from the railroad show.
Hell on Wheels.
Hell on Wheels.
Yeah, the main character from that is playing the main character in this, whatever, Black Bolt, who he doesn't talk because if he was going to speak, his
voice is like got the power of a nuclear weapon.
Right. So when he does, like, a whisper, and it's like, yeah. So everything comes out of his mouth after, coming. Okay, so I don't want to spoil anything.
It's got Ramsay Bolton in it.
Yeah, Ramsay's a bitch. He's the antagonist in this. Medusa does get her hair cut off. It's the only fucking cool thing about
the character.
Her, about the character, period. So at the end of episode one,
they neuter her?
Yeah, ooh. She gets fucking neutered by her hair. And you know what? I'll tell you this. She actually looks pretty good with her hair cut off.
Oh yeah.
Yet the character is worthless. So
can I in my defense, I know I might sound stupid there for a second, but in humans I got confused with Runaway.
That's fine.
Runaways.
That's fine. You can get confused all the time because it's what you do. You don't know shit about Runaway, what we talk
Runaways
about
is about mutants.
Okay.
The Inhumans are kind of an alien race that the Marvel has to use instead of mutants because they don't have the fucking
rights to
the X-Men.
Gotcha.
Right. Right.
Gotcha.
And they're basically the X-Men, but way less interesting.
Way less interesting.
If the X-Men, now, if the minor X-Men are C-list characters, the Inhumans are even less than C-list characters.
F?
Yeah, sure. Let's go that far.
How about X-list?
Now, when these characters are shown in the comic books, it's for a major deal. You know, like some shit is going down. And Black Bolt is a pretty big fucking badass fucking character in the comics, but not as prominent. And in this show, he gets fucking Rodney Kinged when he gets put on fucking Earth. And then he doesn't know what to do. And all of a sudden, these cops come around him. And they just beat the shit out of him with batons. And that's it. It's like, and then he's put in jail. That's episode one.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
So I might watch a couple episodes. But we'll see. That's pretty much it. That's nice.
That's it for TV.
That's TV reviews.
Okay.
Taylor, did you go into any movies? Or
I went
did
to
you
one movie, but we'll talk about what's going on with that movie in a second. But I did watch something else that I'd like to review.
Okay.
What is it?
Let me do the music.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this grand delusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
So Elijah and I went to a movie called The 16th Friend. Sixth Friend. And we're going to have Chantal Albers on the podcast. She helped produce this movie.
Well, no, that's a maybe thing now. That went from being a sure thing to a maybe thing.
Well,
producing?
No.
As
her being on tomorrow.
But yeah, hopefully tomorrow.
Possibly. Sometime this week. Possibly.
Either way, if we get her on, it'll air at some point.
We'll talk about it. Anyway. So we saw the movie.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that.
All right.
Then I watched Netflix special, Jerry Seinfeld. I watched Growing Up Jerry or whatever the fuck it was called.
Did he sound exactly like me?
Uncanny.
Yeah. So my impression was spot on.
Can we hear your impression real quick?
No, what is the deal?
You can't, because it actually hurts my voice to try to do it.
God damn it. All right. So anyway, did you watch it, Elijah?
No, I haven't yet. I'm saving it.
Are you a big Seinfeld fan?
Yes, I am.
Cole, big Seinfeld fan?
No.
I'm a huge Seinfeld fan.
I mean, I don't hate it, but I'm not one of those guys who's like, I got to watch the entire series at least one time a year. If I never see it again, I don't really care.
Well, I mean, I want to soak this one in, so I'm kind of
for it. I'm just going to say, do you like the stand-up that he does in between the episodes?
Yeah, of course.
It's good enough.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, good.
And there's fun with that.
A ton of bits from the actual show. So it's kind of cool to hear him performed in front of an actual audience, not just like a fake studio audience or whatever. That aspect of it was cool. And then it just sort of touched on some of the stuff in his life. I kind of wish they wouldn't have done that and just did a straight up comedy special. I think that would have been better, because he's not that interesting. okay, you fucking grew up on Long Island, big fucking deal.
Right.
But I don't know. His one bit, though, was pretty goddamn funny. He was talking about how you get on a train.
Okay.
You don't get in a train, you get on a train.
All right. I get it.
You get in a car, but you don't get... how do you say? On a car. You don't get on a car.
Well, you also get on an airplane.
But then he also talked about a Lyft or an Uber. What do you do with an Uber?
You
take it.
Take it.
So, yeah, it was a pretty funny bit. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the stand-up part of it, not the other part of it. For Netflix series, it's going to get...
It's a series?
Sorry. For Netflix special, it's going to get I don't even know how to rate it. It's a fucking comedy special. So 5 out of 5.
All right. I'll have to watch it now.
Highly recommend.
I honestly, on Crackle, I don't know if it's still there, because I haven't watched Crackle in fucking months, but they used to have that show, Writing Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee,
and
he would host that. Mm-hmm. I actually like that. That show is more interesting to me than episodes of Seinfeld.
Did he ever have Larry David? He must have.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he did.
That's probably the first episode. Yeah.
And like I said, I don't dislike Seinfeld, the show, but it's just nothing that, to me, it's like, oh, fuck, I gotta watch it, you know?
Right.
I've never seen every episode or anything, but that Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee was always an interesting show.
Right on.
I watch Larceny on Netflix. Not too shabby. Not good.
Give
but
me a
like,
basic plot rundown here.
CIA enlists a thief to break into a Mexican cartel safe.
Okay.
Starring Dolph Lundgren.
Fuck yeah. So it's must-see TV.
right. Definitely.
Wait, this is TV or this is a movie?
It's a movie on Netflix.
The movie didn't rhyme as well as with must see.
And it is what it is, you know. Not a lot of good ass kickery, but you know, it is what it is.
Dolph's getting old, man.
He's getting old, he's getting up there. But
is he gonna be on my predictions list next year?
No, he won't be.
Chuck
Ever.
Chuck Norris might
never
be. Chuck Norris might.
Chuck Norris. No, he's got a couple years left.
Fuck that guy.
He's got a couple hip replacements left in him.
I like Chuck Norris. Don't say fuck that guy. But I think
Chuck Norris
might be dead soon. He might be on my predictions list in January.
Good. He's up there. They're all up there, man. All our heroes. All right, Taylor. Every week, we do a little segment called Taylor's 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, sometimes you come up with something, and sometimes... You just fucking don't.
Oh, this is a fucking great list.
Okay.
I hope
you
actually
have something.
Oh, yes. I certainly do. Definitive opinion on everything. I don't give a fuck about what you think. It's Taylor's 10. All right, boys. I hope you like this list.
Yeah?
I do. It's the top 10 characters of Nintendo.
Gross. I want to throw it.
So, Cole, I hope you're ready.
All right.
Number 10. Who likes Wario?
Wario? No, he's not a top 10 Nintendo.
What?
Wario?
Fucking Wario's awesome.
The Bizarro version of Mario?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a... That's, this obviously is, we're off to a bad start.
Obviously, you've never played any of his awesome... All right, number nine is Star Fox.
Star Fox is okay.
Yeah, I guess it's all
right. I mean, I don't know that I put him on as a top 10 because how many games has he had?
Have you
two?
Ever, honestly, I think a lot of these characters really got a great following after the game Super Smash Brothers came out where you kick each other's shit around.
Okay. So okay. But still, I think my Star brother Fox used to play that.
Still a good character. Number 8, here you go. You'll probably recognize and like these guys a little more. 8 is going to be Yoshi. Yoshi's
a little better.
It's awesome.
A little bit better. I'm going to move this farther away from the mic, but okay, not as close.
All right. Number 7, Luigi.
I guess. No. God,
John
Leguizamo.
All you're doing
you
is like
must
B-list
really hate
character.
Mario.
You're just doing B-list characters.
Yeah,
from,
come on, move
from,
on. Move
from the Mario
on.
Franchise.
Christ. Number 5. Nope, sorry. Number 6, Link.
Yeah, only that should be up higher in the top 3 for sure.
No way. Wait till you hear these.
Wait.
Number 5, Metroid.
Well, I guess.
Well, we're going to say Samus for Metroid.
I'd go with that one. Should be on this list.
Okay. Number 4, Donkey Kong.
Should be up in the top 3 as well.
Bullshit. Number 3, Pikachu.
No.
Yes. Pikachu's awesome. Number 2, Mario.
No, that should be number 1.
All right, I got one honorable mention, Cole.
Yeah.
Toad.
Fuck Toad.
Toad.
All right, and number...
From Mario.
Number 1, you guys are going to love number 1. Elijah Kirby!
Well,
just Kirby.
Okay. Oh, Kirby.
Okay, you know what?
Why? Why do we not play the bad top 10 music anymore?
Right.
We really need to start playing the bad top 10 music.
I was going through these games with Elijah before you came over. I'm like, here you go, look at all these. I'm like, so I honestly went over Kirby. I'm like, oh, this one's awesome. And it really meant this one's awesome. He's like, fuck you. Or he said something like, oh, I see how it is. And I'm like, oh, it's your last. He thought I was making fun of him. I wasn't making fun of him. I was making fun of you there, though.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah. That's awesome.
No,
thanks,
know.
Buddy.
Your list was was a giant failure this week, Taylor.
It kind of was. Yeah, it was. Honestly, I just wrote it up like while we were doing the podcast. So, of course, it's going to be terrible, Cole.
Okay.
I got one final thing. I got one final thought. Unless anybody's got something else.
Go ahead with your final thought.
All right. So, when is the last the last time you guys have been told that you need to get your life together?
I don't know, quite a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
That's good then, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so my brother Robert.
Okay.
He lives at home still, and he's planning on moving out. But I guess the other day he tells me the story. He's like, "Yeah, Mom told me I need to get my life together," and I said, "Okay, what? Why would she say that?" Because I cupcaked her. And you know what cupcaking is?
No.
It's when you fart into your hand and waft it up to
the
nose.
He did that to his own mom, though?
Yeah, he did that to our mom.
She should have smacked the fucking piss out of him, dude.
I'm like, what the fuck, Robbie? Jesus Christ. Why would you do that to mom? I guess she'd be... cupcake.
That's yeah, he might need to start getting his life together.
God damn it.
All right, so...
Anyway, I think that's a wrap.
That's pretty close to a wrap because I got one final thought, and we're going to go back to a segment that we haven't done for quite a long time.
What?
Fuck you, asshole.
We always kind of do this asshole. As an afterthought.
Fucking asshole. This.
Who's gonna fuck you?
Marvel Comics.
For what now?
Because I'm tired of this shit where they kill someone off and then they keep them dead for a little while and then they bring them back.
Okay.
They're bringing Wolverine back from the dead. They brought him back from the dead, right?
Okay.
They have two other versions of Wolverine right now. They have Old Man Logan, and X-23 is currently Wolverine, or filling the... What, you're happy?
Wolverine's back.
Now, fuck that, man.
All right, so for 3 years, yeah, Superman, I get that he's been gone.
First of all, if they were going to bring him back, they brought him back way too soon.
Okay.
Kill a guy off for do it for 10 years or so.
Do it like for they did goddamn with Green 10 Arrow. Fucking years.
But Max Landis, you know this guy? I think he directed American Ultra. I don't remember what he directed.
That's the son of whatever Landis. The guy who did American Werewolf in London.
Yeah. Yeah, his kid. And he does these cool things on YouTube about wrestling. He did the one called Wrestling's Not Real or something. Okay. And he replaced all the wrestlers. He used female actors, actresses. But he was basically telling you the Triple H story. It's really, it's like 20 minutes. It's fucking awesome.
Oh.
He did one on the death and rebirth of Superman and how that basically has cheapened comics ever since then. Like, now death is just something, another obstacle to overcome in comics. And
sure.
How bringing these characters back, if you're going to kill them, like, do it for a significant amount of time. Don't bring them back either. You're cheapening consequences in these comics.
My question is, are they actually bring this person back to life?
Yeah, they brought Wolverine back.
Like, in the comic, he's dead, and he's coming back to life.
Yes.
That's kind of crazy. Like, it's not just like a reboot.
It's not a reboot. He's just back now, out of nowhere.
Nice.
Like, they took away his healing powers. They killed him.
What?
And they killed him. And now,
I know that,
now
like, I read the comics when they killed him, and, like, he was smothered in, like, adamantium.
Yep.
And it was like, and then all hardened. Gross. And then, like, Jean Grey, like, came back recently and, like, found, like, his, like, hardened shell or whatever, but it was, like, ripped open from, like, the inside out. So, obviously, somehow he escaped or somebody got him out. I don't know how. But they're bringing him back because they're doing the whole Marvel Legacy thing.
Yeah.
Where they're doing Marvel Legacy where everyone is going to be their original kind of character. They're trying to bring Marvel back to
the roots,
what it stands for, what made it great. I think they're bringing Fantastic Four back. They kind of killed them off in a series a few years ago. And they kind of killed off Fantastic Four because they didn't really have the rights for him. Same with Wolverine, I think they did that, you know?
And so just to kill off a character just because you don't have movie rights to it is kind of a bitch move. And to bring them back, is also a bitch move. It's like, well, this didn't work
3 years is not a long time in comic book
not
years.
Not at all.
You know, like when you're reading this, 3 years can seem like 3 years, but when you're reading it, it's like...
It's a couple of months.
Yeah.
2 months.
So, I don't know. Whole thing is dumb to me. Fuck you, Marvel Comics. You get the fuck you of the week.
All right.
And Taylor's weak-ass list does.
Ha-ha! That's pretty awesome.
All right.
Well, that goes to Marvel, so a big...
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, you, asshole.
Fuck you, asshole.
All right,
you asshole.
That is a fucking asshole.
Oh, this is so much longer every week. I always think it's so short, but it goes a lot longer than I actually realize.
God damn.
I need that that audio segment.
For Comic Con Koozie, I'm Cole Wise.
I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm I can't remember what it was. Elijah Kirby.
Oh, yeah. Try to reach us on
Facebook, Podcast World, and everywhere Wizard Comics are sold.
At Comic Con Koozie.
Oh, yeah, and fucking Twitter, some shit, too.
Yeah, Twitter. Oh, my asshole is.